Hey everybody, welcome to this lesson about your book idea. Now, the purpose of this lesson is to try and come up with some good ideas around whatever it is that you're doing and go into Amazon and actually validate whether or not there's a market for that book. And we've got some theory here, of course, and then we're going to get into some screen shares and show a couple different ways how you can test the market in Amazon to see if there are customers waiting to buy your book. And obviously, if there are, that's definitely a good thing. I want to point out that the goal here is to create books from what you're already doing. So, if you're writing poetry, if you're writing fiction, if you're writing nonfiction, our hope is that you're already in motion doing those things so that you get the momentum on the book. I think a fear of mine is that you sit there with a blank page and you look and there's nothing and you don't have the momentum, you don't have the guts to get into it. But if or not the guts, I know you have the guts. You don't have the momentum to get into it. If you're already creating, we want to roll that energy, we want to roll that work into a book so that we can do more with it. And essentially, there are a couple of ways that you could go with this. The first option is the purely self-directed book, meaning this is what I write about. This is what I care about 100%. This is the book that I've longed to put into the world. And if that's the case, we'll maybe do a little lighter market validation because you already have a pretty good idea of what you do. In that case, if you're looking at Amazon, you're looking for title ideas, you're looking for different angles to go into this topic with. Option two is more for the pure market research person. If you don't have a necessary topic that you want to go after, or if you're Tim, maybe you write across a bunch of different niches and you go, okay, you know what? Let's start with the research. Let's start with what's selling and then choose to write a book based on that. That sounds like a pretty good idea to me. There's probably a little bit of both of you in this because for me, if you're a romantic like me, you have some book ideas that you want to get out, or if you're a machine like Tim over there, you're like, yeah, man, let's write something and get it to the market. Odds are you probably got a little bit of both. The goal here is to equip you with the necessary information and the tools to figure out which way your book is going to go, regardless of how far to either side you vary. Either way, though, you don't want to make these big two mistakes. We touched on these in the pre-launch for the book, and I want to revisit them again because if you go onto these, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. The first one is writing a book that will not be relevant next year or the year after that or the year after that or the year after that. The example I like is all the COVID books. I had several clients coming to me saying, oh, listen, you know, I'm writing this book now. I think COVID's going to play a big piece. That's fine if you know that there's an expiration date on that book. Hopefully, before too long, COVID's just a memory, right? Maybe as you're watching this right now, it already is a distant memory. You have to think that even if this is the best COVID book in the whole world, it's going to fade away. What we want is books that sell over and over and over. And that book in the middle that you see, Ryan Holiday's Perennial Seller, is based on that theory. He says, don't chase trends, don't chase what's hot, don't chase what you think will sell right now. Back up and let's write a problem-solving book that has perennial value, that's going to be useful long into the future. And the comparison I like to use is, well, no, that's it. It's this book versus the long-lasting book. The second big mistake is making a show-off book. So, are you writing about a topic because you want to look smart, or are you solving a problem for a person? The comparison I like to make: the modern economy and its consequences on the upper lower class versus how to master your personal finances in the age of crypto. Maybe there's an expiration date with crypto. I'm doubting it's anytime soon. But do you see the difference in what the topic is about versus you're solving the problem? You're always looking to solve a common need and hopefully do it for a whole lot of people. And I've got some examples here because you don't necessarily have to stay in these big niches of money, health, happiness, relationships. You can go down and talk about some specific things. So this book here, you can see it's doing pretty well on Amazon. Very, very specific problem. And the best part is the audience is kind of built in. It's self-selecting. So if this is the case from you, here's what's going to help. Love that. This one right here, making it in the Forex market, and then talking about how to make some money in this market. I had no idea what this was when I first looked at it, but it doesn't matter because if you have some money to trade and you've been exploring investing, you're going to see this and you go, ah, okay, this is the book for me because it's very specific on the topic. And again, doing well on Amazon. I see he has it in a series, and I love that. Selling more books as we go along. And then finally, this niche book, How to Write a Sizzling Synopsis. So, smashing it on the ratings, obviously, but this is a whole book about how to write a book blurb. That's it. That's the whole topic. And so, as you look at these examples, I want you to keep in mind where you are and what your expertise is. What do you know that can help someone else? How can you tap into your own experiences or your knowledge to go deep on these problems that a lot of people have? Tim, let me kick it to you before we break into the screen shares and things like that. Different niches, your thoughts, how do you kind of decide where to go next as you're putting together your own books?
Yeah, so when I was putting together a book recently, I was thinking, oh, I would really like to write a self-improvement book. That's the number one thing I want to do. But I looked at the data, and the data tells me that people really want a personal finance slash a money book from me. That's very clear. So I'm thinking about pivoting more across to that, even though I would prefer selfishly to write a self-improvement book. But the other thought that comes to mind is that people that write books to show off, it rarely works. And a few people that I spoke to about doing this course, their emails to me were like, I'm a professor of such and such, and I want to tell everybody like how good I am, and I think people will be so impressed by my 30 years in XYZ industry. I'm reading this going, oh, you've got it wrong. The moment you do anything for selfish reasons, but particularly books, you're just basically shutting down half the audience. No one cares how long you've worked in an industry. The best way to start, I think, with a book idea is like, how do you want to help people? And if you're a poet, maybe you just want to help people that are going through a rough economic time with some funny poetry. There's nothing wrong with that, but it's better than saying, I've been a poet for 20 years and I want everybody to worship me because I know poetry. No one cares about that. So please, when you're doing this, get out of your head and what you want, because that doesn't matter, and focus on the audience would definitely be my advice.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea of having a mission for your book. So, kind of a non-financial goal and a financial goal. I think when you tap into that mission, the vision, the cause, as opposed to, all right, I'm just, I want to show off what I've done and I want to make a whole bunch of money for it. Obviously, that's not reality. People read books to get something from them. I'm trying to learn from you. What I want to know is, what can you teach me? A few final notes before we go into the screen shares. If you're anything like me, you're going to worship your originality a little bit, or you're going to hope keep that precious and go, oh, I hope nobody's ever written a book like this. And when we start to explore the data, probably what you're going to find is, yeah, there is a book like the one that you want to write. But usually that's good news. Because you don't necessarily want to beat the market to where you are, and you don't want to sell to an empty room if that beautiful idea of yours doesn't happen to be anything that anyone cares about. So probably if you have a book idea, if you see some similar books, what that means is you probably should write the books. and you can learn from what the others have done by reading their negative reviews and all of this. But to me, I see that as, that's a hot market. Let me get into that. And then finally, we'll go in deeper on this later in the course, but you can also add what's called low content books to a certain niche. So maybe if I want to get into this niche with Brian, I'm writing a journal or producing a journal that you can fill out on how to make your books better. So I give you exercises, and the content is the book is low, but what you're giving someone is an exercise. And again, don't want to dive too deeply into that. Just, I want your brain to be open to different options as far as how you can sell something to a market. Tim, any other thoughts before we jump into the screen share?
No, I just love the one on screen, Todd, that really niche how to write a book intro. I think some of those books are really helpful. And I know a few people that have written one. My friend wrote one about how to set up WordPress blogs. So very niche. A lot of people wouldn't be looking for a book like that. But those that are very interested in his book. I wouldn't discount those ones. Often when I think of books, I'm always thinking of broad topics like money, economy, these sorts of things. And it's like, a really niche book, I think it does really well, particularly if you write about that niche already on social media, etc. Don't be afraid of niche books.
Yeah, absolutely. And don't be afraid to go deeper into your niche if the market is looking for it, or if it's something that you feel you could smash out of the park. So let's take a look into Amazon and see what we have waiting for us. See you in the next lesson.